We bring in Corey Curtis from News 2. Now, the latest on DeMarco Murray, Corey, is that he practiced on some limited basis today. What are you hearing, and what do you think the odds of him playing on Sunday are?
Well, they're definitely running it out to the very last second here. It sounds like he wants to try to give it a go. How much he plays, I don't know. I think he's much more likely to pass protect and be in the passing game than to open things up in the run game. But like I've said, this coaching staff has a clear trust for DeMarco Murray in him doing the right things, especially as it pertains to making sure Mariota is safe. And so I expect him to give it a go, but we'll see. I mean, this is a tricky injury, and I think if you were playing a lesser opponent, you would like to sit him down, but you've got a team that goes after your quarterback, so I think they would like to see him up.
Corey, I'm worried the most about the two quarterbacks, and the biggest reason I'm worried about that is because Russell Wilson does not throw picks a lot, and Marcus Mariota has the tendency to throw some picks, and that Seahawks secondary is very, very good. How important is the two quarterbacks and that matchup between the two going to be on Sunday?
Well, I think it's huge because, I mean, when you look at Russell Wilson, he's practically been the entire offense. You know, the offensive line is struggling. They've got a merry-go-round of running backs in there. You know, Rawls has been injured. Eddie Lacy is struggling with his girth. And then you've got a rookie in there who's un-Seahawk-like in Carson, but he's a little speedier, and he's giving them something. But, you know, their line's having a hard time getting them to do anything. You know, as for Mariota and turnovers, you look the back half of last season, the Titans were among the top five teams in the league in turnover margin because Mariota learned to take care of the football. I liken this game to the Denver matchup last year when they came to Nissan Stadium, where Marcus's numbers were terrible, but the coaching staff told him, if you're in doubt, throw the football away. If you don't turn the ball over, we're going to win the game. And I think that's the approach that they'll likely take in this game. He only went like 8 for 20 in that game, but I think half of those incompletions were balls that he simply threw away to avoid sacks and turnovers. And I think, you know, Marcus is a quarterback who's willing to accept incomplete, which not a lot of quarterbacks or some quarterbacks struggle to accept that. So I think Marcus knows exactly what kind of game this is. Now, ball security, if he's hit, is another issue, but it seems to be one he's improved on. I'm not nearly as nervous as you sound about Marcus turning the football over, but, you know, the Seahawk defense should make you nervous. It's been good, and it's been good for a really long time.
I worry about turning it over, but I don't worry about turning it over, about Marcus turning it over. I just worry about the limited receiving group that we're going to have going against this secondary.
I agree, and I think, you know, one of the reasons you sit Corey Davis down in this game, he's hurt, number one, but they also clearly had some communication issues. You can't have this with this team or it goes 6 points the other way. Right. So it's kind of a win-win to me having him kind of sit this one out. Get healthy, avoid a tragic mistake. And if I'm the Titans, you know, this team's given up 120 yards rushing a game. I think they got to take it at them because the best way to neutralize a pass rusher is by running the football right at them. And then you've got to look to Delanie Walker in the middle of the field. And until you can soften them up in the run game and you can try to suck those corners in some, I don't know that you really want to challenge them all that much.
One of the other areas that really concerns me, Corey, is the ability to rush / contain Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, in your mind, are we going to be athletic enough on the outside to be able to do that?
Here's the question I've got, and you know better than me on this one here, GM. Do you employ Jayon Brown as a spy? Because this kid can really run, and I think he's really well-suited for this. I have concerns about Morgan and Arakpo coming from the outside and Wilson wheeling out and breaking containment. That's a huge problem. But, right. You know, when you look at this Seahawks offense, he's your number one problem. So, you know, if there's a game where you're going to put a spy on a quarterback, this would seem to be it. But, you know, Dick LeBeau is far smarter than I am. But it was interesting to hear him say he's never faced Russell Wilson before. So you know, he's faced some other quarterbacks like him, but he's never faced Russell before. His mobility is a huge issue. To me, you drafted Jayon Brown to kind of handle these situations, and I just wonder if they deploy him in that role.
That's a good idea. I don't know if they'll do it, but that's certainly a good idea.
I don't know if they'll do it either. But I think he's clearly, you know, look, their offensive line is going to struggle. The Titans are going to get heat on the quarterback. So you know Wilson's wheels are going to be an issue. You've got to be prepared to deal with it.
Corey Curtis, News 2, is our guest here on the show, here on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Do you think the Titans' performance against Jacksonville is more indicative of who they are, or do you think it is the Oakland game? Which one would you say is more like the actual Titans that we'll probably see Sunday against Seattle?
Well, I mean, I'm not as down on them for the Oakland performance as everybody else is. So, I mean, I still think, you know, we're going to see them run the football a little bit more. You know, the Raiders line is a really good one, and that's why they struggled to get heat on Derek Carr. So, you know, you're never as good on your as you are on your best day or as bad as you were on your worst. So that's my way of saying they're probably somewhere in between. But we're early into the season. I mean, last season, the first four games, you know, we didn't know if the Titans were going to win four games all year because they struggled out of the gate. So we see levels of improvement. And you feel like this group starts with at a higher level, with a higher level of expectation. And I see this group, you know, getting better. And I think the offensive line is making some strides, and they are getting better. So I would have to say the Jacksonville game is more indicative to me of what we're going to see, because I think they're going to be in those positions of putting games away this season.
Hot Take Friday, time for Corey Curtis of News 2. What is your hot take of the week?
You know, I love to give fantasy football advice, but no one should listen to me anymore. Not ever again.
Why did you give
Not
fantasy
ever
football
again.
Advice?
I mean, look, I drafted a team this year, and I lost Kevin White and Allen Robinson on the very first weekend.
Okay.
I mean, I am a fantasy curse.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate fantasy football, so I guess I'm not a good person to have that kind of talk with. And I hate, I hate people that ask me, hey, should I start so-and-so this week, or should I start? I don't care. I mean, I'm a fantasy football
hater. I would never
hater.
Ask you that because I don't respect your opinion enough. So.
That's a hate. That's a hate. Almost as much as I hate fantasy football. Corey Curtis, News 2. Corey, we will see you on the Coach's Show this week. And of course, I watched the Coach's Show last week. Not as exciting as the first week when they lost. I'm thinking it's probably more fun when they lose than when they win.
Oh,
for us,
you know,
maybe. For you, it's more fun when they win.
It happens. It depends on what happens in the game. Each show kind of takes on a life of its own. Let me say, though, there's a special time this week. We're on at 10:35 because of college football on ABC.
Oh, I thought I was talking about the Monday Coach's Show, but
oh no,
that's
I'm
a
talking
good
about
one
Saturday Show.
I was worried that Wheel of Fortune was going to bump you guys somewhere else, and I was Wheel of Fortune
me,
people love that.
Believe
wheel.
Me, all of Floyd's friends call me every week wondering why Wheel of Fortune isn't on.
I mean, my goodness, Corey Curtis comes on, says he doesn't respect my opinion, and calls Floyd old. I mean, it just today is a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Corey,
but
good to
you know
talk to you,
guys. Bobby the Brain Heenan died, and you guys, I need to take that role of the heel over in this world. One of the greatest heels ever has passed away, and I need to take the spot.
Fantasy football and wrestling. I mean, Corey Curtis, News 2. We will talk next week, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
Have a great show, guys.